Well, praise the Lord. We're going to have a look this morning at one of the most powerful truths that there is, and it's concerning the Word of God. God spoke when he created the heavens and the earth. He would say, let there be, and there was. And one of the things the enemy wants to do, who's also known as a deceiver of the brethren, is to get us to question the authenticity and the power of God's word. I mean, right back in Genesis, he questioned Eve. He said, did God really say that? But for those of us who are faith people, who love God and love his word, we take hold of that for which he's taken hold of us. And we stand on his word. And his word is living and active and sharper than any double-edged sword, even to the dividing of soul and spirit. In other words, it discerns between that which is of God and that which isn't. And in Psalm 119 and 89, it says, your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Hallelujah. Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Well, I believe that. And I hold on to the word of God, and I live in the good of that. And you can too, if you decide to. I'm not going to question whether God's word is true. By faith, I take hold of it, and I'm going to live in the good and the fruit of it. It's a decision I've made, and it's a decision that brings fruit with it. In 90, it says, your faithfulness continues through all generations. You established the earth, and it endures. Your laws to this day, for all things serve you. Now, in 93 of 119, it says, I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved my life. Hallelujah. And then in 96, to all perfection, I see a limit, but your commands are boundless. Hallelujah. We need to pray for those of us who have given our lives to Jesus. And by the way, if you haven't, don't worry. You can, on the website, with the no Jesus question mark, I think on the bottom right hand side of the page, you can click on that and you can come to know Jesus too. But God's word is the word that sustains us, keeps us, and we can speak his word in prayer over situations and circumstances as the Spirit shows us to do. And his word will change things. It's interesting. It says, your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Another scripture says, our fight's not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers in the heavenly realm. So in other words, there's a massive thing in prayer that happens when we declare the word of God. We are bringing God's order and his kingdom and his will into situations and circumstances. I've had situations in my life where certain things I've been told are going to happen, or this or that and the other, and I just know it's not God's best, and I know it's not in accordance to his word. So I'm basically like, I rebuke that thought in Jesus' name. I'm going to speak God's promises over my life. I'm going to find in scripture what he has to say, speak it out, and that adjusts things in the heavenly realms. And then I see God's answers come in the way that he wants to. That's another massive teaching, but we'll move on for now. Now, in 119, which all of these verses are from, 97, oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. Hallelujah. And then it goes on in 105, just before I read that, the thing of meditating on the word of God is not just hearing it, is actually listening to what God is saying. When I read scripture, I don't just read it as chunks of scripture. You know, I do read a lot of scripture every day, but there are certain verses God will highlight that are relevant, and he wants me just to stop and pause on. In Psalms, you'll often see the word at the end of a verse, Selah, S-E-L-A-H, which means stop, pause, think about what you're reading, meditate on what you're thinking, and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you and give you revelation as to what that means into your life. We miss out on so much when we just skimp over scripture, listen to a quick word and do nothing with it. But that's why The psalmist says, I meditate on your word day and night. Well, God, what does that mean for me? What does that mean for other people right now that I'm praying for? What does that mean into this challenge that I'm facing? Now, this, you may be going into a difficult situation. You may be praying about your career. You may be praying about your church. You may be praying about a family thing, whatever. Well, this is brilliant. 119 verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Hallelujah. Goes on to say 111, your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end. Then in 114, I have put my hope in your word. Away from me, you evildoers, that I may keep the commands of my God. 116, sustain me according to your promise, and I shall live. Do not let my hopes be dashed. So you can see here that in the heart of the psalmist, there's this heart that God, I have something in my life that I have decided by the power of who you are, that your word, even when it disagrees with my own thinking, for instance, or my own rationale, I'm going to submit to what your word says. After all, it is your word. I'm not going to say I know better than you. I'm not going to say this is no longer relevant. I'm going to say, God, this is your word, the word that is eternal and stands firm in the heavens in my life. Hallelujah. Sustain me according to your promise and I shall live. Do not let my hopes be dashed. So, you know, there's a scripture that says you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. So, by inference, you could say the truth you don't know won't, because you can't stand on it and apply it and pray it out. So it's so important that, you know, some Christians spend more time watching telly than reading the word of God and meditating on it. And, you know, wonder why they're so powerless and why things aren't going right and stuff like that. It's so important that we don't let the devil deceive us into thinking it's not important to stand on the word of God. Then in 120, my flesh trembles in fear of you. I stand in awe of your laws. 124, deal with your servant according to your love and teach me your decrees. I'm your servant. Give me discernment that I may understand your statutes. How the scripture says that wisdom and discernment, if we ask for it, will enter our hearts. So we're less and less dealing with life with our own thoughts and assessment, but we're more and more downloading, God, what are you saying? What are you doing? Where are you in this? Speak to me. Let it be to me, as Mary said when the angel came and said she was going to give birth to Jesus. She her heart to it was, be it unto me according to your word. I mean, that was incredible. That actually, I'm going to have to tell Joseph I'm pregnant. And it was God. Honestly, but her faith was, be it unto me according to your word. Zechariah had unbelief in his heart and wouldn't receive what was being said to him. So God shut his mouth for a period of time so he couldn't speak. So he wouldn't speak out unbelief against the design that God had and what he was bringing into creation, the saviour of the world, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah and praise God. Through that experience, he then had a change of heart. You can read it for yourself in scripture. Hallelujah. Let's just do a little bit more. There you go, 129. Your statutes are wonderful, therefore I obey them. The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. The other versions of that scripture says, the entrance of your words, which I prefer, gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. When I was at Bible college, there was a big poster thing up that someone had done saying, the entrance of your word gives light. Hallelujah. I was once in darkness, now my eyes can see. If you're not sure of the way to go, scripture says in Isaiah, I will show you, this is the way, walk in it. I think it's Isaiah. I haven't got all the scriptures on, but it's there somewhere. The unfolding of your word gives light, the entrance of your word. So when we meditate on God's word, it's like sometimes a particular verse will jump out and you think, oh, and you'll just say, it's great. And it's like, I've never seen that before. But you feel excited in your spirit if you're born again and filled with the spirit, because you know God is speaking into the situation. Hallelujah. I'm not confident at all if I'm trying to work through something and I'm just not sure of the way to go. But when I've got God's word, that's it. I don't have to understand it. I don't have to work it out. I just know that I have God's word and that is final. And if it's God's word, there's nothing in all creation, in heaven or in hell itself, that can stop it coming forth as I stand on his word. Now, let's finish with this then, just to confirm this. And there are so many more things. Oh, two more verses, just to keep us happy. 133, direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me. So that means I'm walking every day according to God's word. I'm in the job I am because God's placed me here. I'm doing what I'm doing this morning because God has said he's anointed me to do it. Hallelujah. I'm not doing it because I think it's a great idea or I want to out of my own self reasons. I'm sharing God's word because God has told me to share his word. He's spoken to me. He's directing my footpath in that. Therefore, I know that some people who listen to this with an open heart, submitted to God, will receive blessing from it. And then let's finish with this, 160. There are so many other things in there. All your words are true. All your righteous laws are eternal. Isn't that incredible? All your words are true. All your righteous words are eternal. I remember there was a thing years ago, and there was a contentious issue about what churches were believing at the time. And I ended up on the front page of a newspaper saying, this minister is for this and this minister's against it. And there was another minister from another church in the box next to it, almost like it was a boxing match. And the interviewer said to me words to the effect of, what do you think about this? And I said, it's irrelevant what I think. The other guy had been saying, I think this, I think this, I think it's time we did this and time we did that as a church. And I said, it's irrelevant what I think. All that's relevant is what the word of God says. I'm submitted to his word. Hallelujah. I'm not a church leader to tell people what I think. You're not a Christian to tell people what you think. You're a proclaimer of the kingdom, of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, your thoughts that line up with God's word are worth sharing. Of course they are. But it just shows that our attitude, in fact, it shows a total lack of the fear of the Lord if we're prepared to say that we think. I mean, I can't actually get my head around it that I could actually say I know better than God. I mean, really, let's not even say any more about that. I can't actually get my mind around that. But I can get my heart around all your words are true. All your righteous laws are eternal. And the scripture that we read, 119:89, to begin with, your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Hallelujah. So praise God. And I want to encourage you this morning. There was something I was taught, read somewhere years ago, how to approach God's word and to meditate on the bits that are jumping out at us. And someone used the word soap and scripture. That means you're reading it. Observation. You're not just skimping over it. We're observing what it says. Application. Okay, God, how do you want to apply this into my life at this time? And prayer, and then you just pray over it, and you just begin to pray maybe over someone else's life. Someone you know needs healing, for instance, someone that needs to know the Lord. Maybe you've just read the verse, every knee shall bow and tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And the Spirit may help you to begin to pray. Okay, you've read that. Father God, I just pray that my friend's life, that's such a mess, would bow the knee to your love, to your grace, to your mercy. They would find you. They would find eternal life. It could be anything. It could be someone needing provision. It could be something into your life or your family. But basically, you're being directed and speaking out the direction of your life from the word of God that you've actually received. Most of you listening to this will probably know this, but isn't it just a great reminder as to how powerful the word of God is and the investment into the word of God, how great that is. You know, so much. I spent a couple of years in Bible college, traveling around internationally, carrying somebody's bags as they had an international ministry. So I was always sitting under the word of God. And to this very day, I'm nearly 60 now. this very day, I'm constantly drawing on that which became a part of me. So ask God as you read the scripture to let it become a part of you and have that attitude. God, I'm actually going to not place anything above the authority of your word in my life. God, I'm going to treat it as your word is it. That's it. Even if I sometimes struggle to understand it, I'm not going to place my understanding over my belief of the authority of your word. And as you do that, things will get dealt with in the heavenly realm. Things in your life will change. And you'll be able to receive from God far more. Because you're basically saying, God, I trust you. You're my King and my God. I place you over everything. Imagine being married. And you're constantly in every conversation with your husband or wife. You're constantly saying, I just don't believe you. I just don't trust you. Or they give you some advice and you never listen to it. Or you say to them, I love you, and they turn round and say, well, I'm not really sure that you do. I mean, that would be a demoralizing relationship. But with God, God, I trust you with all my heart. Thank you, all your words are true. Thank you, you bring things in my life in line with your word, even my thinking, Lord. And Lord, if there's some angst against that, it's only the flesh wanting its own way. And Lord, I don't want the flesh to come forth. I want the spirit to come forth so that I can live in all you are. Hallelujah. You are good. Praise you, Lord. I'm going to read scripture, observe what it says, apply what it says, and then I'm going to pray over what it says and meditate on it. Hallelujah. I know at Sunday school years ago, and I don't think it should be restricted to Sunday school, I think all of us should have a discipline of memorizing scripture, because it's like weapons we can use in that spiritual fight that we have, isn't it? It's things we can draw on, things we've been trained in the word. Hallelujah. So we know how to listen to the spirit more and more. Praise the Lord. God bless you guys. And I hope, even if just for one person, that's helped you in your faith, encouraged you, then it's been worth doing this recording. Love you loads. God bless and have a great day.